ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Yosef Bloch. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
Perek Kol Atzlamim. We start with the Mishnah and Daf Mem Amud Beis. The beginning of the Perek. Perek Kol Atzlamim basically discusses the issur of being Nene from Avodah Zarah, from Meshamshe Avodah Zarah, from Takrevis Avodah Zarah. So the beginning of the parak discusses different types of Avodah Zarah, that there's Isser, Hanoah from Avodah Zarah. Later on, we're going to discuss the Isser of Meshamshe Avodah Zarah, Takrevis Avodah Zarah. Zok the Mishnah. Kol Tzlamim Asurim Upnei Shehem Nevadim Hamachas B'Shona. All Tzlamim, all forms, all statues and forms are Asur, Upnei Shehem Nevadim Hamachas B'Shona Divir Meir. Chum maimim ein yasser el kol sheyesh biyadei makel etzipur ekada. Chum say, not all forms or statues are asr, only ones that are holding a makel or tzipur or ekada. So the Mishnah starts off discussing things that are not clearly avodah zarah. They're primarily statues or figures, and we're saying that since they're used sometimes as avodah zarah, nevadim pamachas b'shana, they have a din of an Avodah Zarah, even though they're primarily made just as statues. So what exactly is this, these tzlamim? Seems to be a machlekes rishonim here. The Rambam Apirush HaMishnayis explains that there are different forms of mazolus and kechavim, and the goyim are over them pamachas b'shana, means at the time when they feel that mazel or that koyach is strong, at that time they're oivid that figure. The Meiri says pamachas b'shana is that they have a certain day kavua that they're oivid all forms, besides for the regular avodah zarah that they're oivid all year. They have one day kavua to be oivid all statues and figures. That's the pamachas b'shana. The Ravid, the Meiri brings, learns that the Mishnah is actually a suffix. We're not sure. We have a chashash that these statues were made for Avodah Zarah purposes. Nevadim Pamachas B'Shana means that we're chashish, that they might be nevad once in a while. In the Gemara goes on to explain, according to Rashi, Amrav Yehuda Meshmul Bandarti Shamalachim Shaninu, explains the case of the Mishnah. Rashi says, "Kshamelech meis oisim tzurase bePesach hashar lezikaron." What type of statues are we talking about? We're not talking about just any statue. We're talking about a statue of a melech, which they made for a zikaron for the melech. Rashi, "Bahasam kaaser abmeir daagav chavivusa palchile." The reason why we have a chashash that they're going to be nevad sometimes is because agav chavivusa, because of the chavivus they have for the statue which is made the zikaron of the melech, because of that chavivus, they go and they're oivid it sometimes, they serve it sometimes. So according to Rashi, we're talking about a very specific type of tzelem in the Mishnah, and because of the chavivus they have for the zikaron of the melech, there's a chashash that will be nevad pamachas b'shana. The Rambam's pshat doesn't stem with Rashi's way of learning the Gemara, because it has nothing to do with mazolus and shemesh. We're talking about here a andarti, a statue which was made as the zikaron of the melech. We'll see later, there's another pshat in the Gemara. Tosis learns the Gemara not like Rashi, and the Mishnah Melech actually says that the Rambam learned like Tosis pshat in the Gemara. That andarti shomalachim is not going back on Rameyer, it's going back on the Chachamim when they asked Yesh biyadei makel tzipur. That's the case that we're talking about in Darat Shomalachim. The Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Beis Yosef also bring that the Rambam learned the Gemara in Darat Shomalachim is going on Rabbanon Nami. It's not only going on Rameyer, it's going on the Rabbanon also. But l'chayr, according to the Pirush HaMishnayis that we're saying, it's only going on the Rabbanon. Rameyer is talking about a totally different idea of Tzlamim, and has nothing to do with Andarat Shomalachim. The Gemara starts off explaining Machoikas in the Mishnah, Rameir in the Chomim, Frakti Gemara, Eden Avodim Pamachas Bishonim, my time in Drabonon. If the case is that it's actually never Pamachas Bishonim, my time in Drabonon, why the Rabonon Chaylik on Rameir and Amatir? Shainim Amazbir, Rashi and Taisus, that's not Mashmah, the Chom are arguing on that Matthias. The Chom agree that they never Pamachas Bishonim. So, why are they arguing on Rameir's Halacha that's Gairim, that causes it to be Aser? It's really only in the makam of Rameir that they had this minig to be over at Pamachas B'Shana. And Rameir, who's Chayshah Shlemiyuta, is geyser other places out to that place. He's geyser other places in the world. Because of his makim. And Rabbanon that are not chayish lemiyuta, are not guys or other places in the world, are to his makim. The Lashna Gemara is very hard to understand. We have a machlaikis and shas, Rameir and Rabbanon. If we're chayish lemiyuta, when we have a rave, do we have to be chayish and be machmir to worry about the tzad of the miyut? And then the Gemara continues that it's a gzeira, sharma kaimis, are to ase makim. That means it's not a question of being chayshish that we're from, that this talim is from the miyut. Rather, it's a question of a gzeira. Or a geyser shar mekaymus otu eisemokim. That means other places that we know are not coming from the miyut. Do we make a gzeira otu that mokim? So chayshin ala miyuta and gzeira is not the same thing. Through Shainim Shtalzach on this kasha, the Ramban and the Ran. So Ramban says the pshat in the Gemara is, that we have Rameir's place that we know that they are Ravid at Pamachas B'Shana, and then we have other places in the world that we know that they're not Ravid at Rav Mekaymus in the world, that we know that they do not have this Minig, and then there are the Stam Mekaymus, places that we are Stam, we're not sure what the Minig is there, we don't know if they're from the Miut Mekaymus, like Rameir's place, that have this Minig to be Ravid Pamachas B'Shana, or they're from the Rav Mekaymus, that we know clearly do not have this minig to be able to Pamachas B'Shana. So, according to Rameir, who's Chayshish L'Miyuta, we have to be Chayshish that the Stam Mekaymis are from the Miyut, and they have the same minig as the Miyut, that they're over to Pamachas B'Shana. And since all the Stam Mekaymis are going to be Aser, we have to go ahead and be Geyser, even on the places that are Yedua, that are known to us, that do not have this minig. But since all the stomach came, we're going to ask Ratz Chashin Lemiyuta, we're going to be gazing on the places that definitely do not have the minik. Shenkin later Rabbanon, that are not Chayshish Lemiyuta. So all the stomach came are going to be mutter. We're going to be told that from the rave mekaymus that do not have this minik. And since all the stomach came will be mutter, there's no reason to be gazer on the places that are yedua that do not have this minik. Because all the stamakaymus are mutter too. We're not going to be geyser on them just because of the miyut mekaymus. The Ran asks in the Ramban's pshat. He says it's shver in the Lashna Gemara. It's not mashmer that way. He also asks on him in Din. He says that we don't find that Rameir, who's chayshish lemiyuta, is machzik isser mimakim lemakim. To be machzik isser to another place where we never found the isser should have a shaykhis. That's a bigger chumrah that we never found Rameir has. So just because Rameir found the one place that they're over it, to go assume such a thing in other places where we didn't find it, that's a bigger chumrah than we ever find in Rameir. But I'd frekt Iran that the Gemara is mashma, that Rameir, the machlekes Rameir and Rabbanon, Gemara Chulin is mashma, that the machlekes Rameir and Rabbanon is by Ruba de Lesa Kamon. It means we have two types of raves in the Torah. There's a Ruba de Isa Kamon, a rave that's in front of us, a clear rave that's in front of us. For example, rave Sanhedrin, the Pasuk in the Torah, Acher Rab Mahates. We have rave with a Dayanim saying one way and a Miyat saying the other way. So we have a clear rave in front of us that we're going according to the rave. Or the case that the Gemara uses, Teisha Chanuyas, when we have a piece of basa we found, and there are 9 chanuyas that sell basa shchuta, and 1 chanuyas that sells basa treifa. So we assume that the basa came, we know it came from one of these chanuyas, we don't know which one. We could assume it came from the rave of the chanuyas. That's when we, that's a case that, those are cases that we have a clear rav in front of us. There's another type of rav, the Gemara says in Chulin, called the Ruba de Lesser Kaman, which is a rav which is an assumption. It's not that we have clear numbers in front of us. It's like we say rav behemus ain't in trefis. Rav and behemus in the world are not trefis. That's, we don't, not like we have lined up in front of us 9 behemus and 1 behemah. It's just we assume that a behemah is not a trefa because that the fact is that roiv behemahs of the world are not trefas. That's a ruba de lesser kaman. It's mashman the gemara, the machlokes or meir and rabbanon is only by ruba de lesser kaman. But a ruba de isa kaman is pashit, that's a pasuk of the Torah, acher rab lahatos, that the meir is moida, that you go bas a roiv by ruba de isa kaman. It's frek the ran on the ramban, that the chayr over here, the ramban is saying that we have roiv cities that we know for a fact do not have this minig, and we have Rameir's city that we know has this minig of Nevadim Pamachas B'Shana, and then we have the Stam cities in between that we don't know if they're part of the Rav cities or they're part of the Miyat cities. Zokturan L'Chari, that's a Ruba de Isa Kaman. That's a Rav that we have in front of us. The Rav cities that are not over it is a Rav that we have in front of us. So you shouldn't be able to apply Rameya's din of Cheshina Lamiyuta. Rameya is not chelik by Ruba de Isa Kaman. Emes is, you have to understand the Ran's ged of Ruba de Isa Kaman. I mean, the Rav cities that the Ran's talking about is also somewhat of an assumption. It's not that we have an exact Rav in front of us. The Taisis in Yevamos Kuf Yates speaks out, the Gemara has a Havamina there. Gemara is talking about the Machlokes, Rameir and the Bonin of Cheshina Lamiyuta. Is the Gemara has a Havamina to say that maybe the Rabbanon, that a filu tamer Rabbanon, ki az the Rabbanon bas a ruba, ruba de isa kamon, can go in teisha chanuyas as an hedri, of a ruba de lesser kamon loy, that maybe the Rabbanon agree that by ruba de lesser kamon, you have to be Cheshish Lamiyuta. The opposite of what the Ran names on from the Gemara and Chulin. The Gemara has such a Havamina. That the Rabbanan are only arguing that we don't have to be Chayish Sumiyuta by Ruba de Isa Kaman. Or Ruba de Lesser Kaman, they'll agree that you have to be Chayish Sumiyuta. The Gemara shrugs it up afterwards. But at that point when the Gemara has that Havamina, Taisus asks, Teima Hechi Polygrameyev, Aksiv Acherab Mahatis. How can the Gemara say that the Machlaikas Rabbanan and Rameyev by Ruba de Isa Kaman? It's a mafurish pasuk in the Torah, Acher Rab Lahatos, that you go baser rav. So Ramei Avada is not chaylik on a ruba de isa kamon. The oid frek Taisvis, Heicha Ashkechon the pligi Ramei of Rabbana b'teisha chanuyes. Holei Ashkechon the pligi al b'katan ha'ktana frek Taisvis, we don't find anywhere that Ramei argues on the din of teisha chanuyes, that when you have 9 chanuyes selling baser shchuta, and 1 chanus selling baser trefa, that the basa that's nimtza, you tell in the 9 chanuyas. So we don't find a mayor's chaylik on that. So Mashmah, a mayor agrees to the din of Ruba de Isa Kaman, which is a mafurish pasuk in the Torah by Sanhedrin, Acharab Lahatis. So Taisa, the Gemara doesn't mean that. The Gemara means, al kegoin miuta de pligi bechulin ubamsechta vaydazar, daf mem. Taisa says the Gemara is referring to not a regular Ruba de Isa Kaman. Taisa Rosh explains, the Gemara means a rave which is daimeh, to Ruba de Isa Kaman. It's daimed to Ruba de Isa Kaman. It's really a Ruba de Lesser Kaman, but it's similar to a Ruba de Isa Kaman. That was the Gemara's Havamina. The Machlokes Rabbanan and Rameir is only in such a case. But by Emes a Ruba de Isa Kaman, Rameir is Maida that you go Basaroi. Chassam Sofer points this out in Chidushim, in Chul and Davav. He quotes the Taisus in Yevamos Kuf Yates, that the type of Rav that we're discussing here in Avodah Zarah, in Reish Perikol Atzlamim, and the Rav that we're discussing in Chulin, and over there is talking about Rav Kusim, if the Rav there by the Zara, is Doi Mikitzas Keruba de Isa Kamon. Ulo Oilam Hava Lesa Kamon. Dr. Chassam Sofer, it's Doi Mikitzas de Isa Kamon. It really has a din of a Ruba de Lesa Kamon. So, the Rishonim are really pointing out this question here in the Ran, that these Rav cities are not exactly a Teisha Chanuyes, but they're saying it's Daima Taruba de Isa Kamon. It's similar to Taruba de Isa Kamon because it's not just an assumption that we have. It's your man says Yidua that Rav cities don't have this minik. So it's, even though it's not a clear cut Rav, but it's daima teruba the isa kamon. It's like an in-between rife. It's daima teruba the isa kamon. So Taisa says, the Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Yutes wanted to say that the Mechleikis, Ramei and Rabbanon in the Havamina is only in such a rife. And the Ran by us is naming on that taka has a din of ruba the isa kamon. This rife taka has a din of ruba the isa kamon. And that's why he's asking on Ramban that Ramei is not chaylik on ruba the isa kamon. Upon him, the Ran goes and says a different pshat. He says that the Gemara means something else. The Gemara is not talking about over here being chayshish, that you're from the miyut, like the regular chashin or miyuta. The Gemara just means to say that since we find that Rameyer is chayshish for the miyut always, so it means Rameyer holds miyuta command the isa. The miyut is here. It's something to consider, something to work with. We don't say that after the rive, the miyut is command the less, that's like nothing. Since the miyut is something to be concerned with, so we'll make a gzeira atur miyut, we'll make a gzeira on other places in order that it shouldn't be nichshal in the kaimish or meyut. It shouldn't be nichshal in the place of the miyut. Mashenkin lefidra abonon, that they hold loichashin lemiyuta, whenever machmir on the tzad miyut, that means they hold miyuta command the lesser, the miyut is nothing, we disregard the miyut in gansen, so therefore we're not going to be gezer on the rave mekaimis, because of a chashash that somebody will be nichshal in the makam of the miyut. Since miyut is command alessa, we don't have to be concerned b'chlal with the miyut. So it's a svar in the gzeir itself. If miyut is significant enough, is enough important to be geizer because of it. Machlekes remain abanam basically is if miyut has any significance or it's nothing. Command the iso, command alessa. So the emes is, it's a big sugya. Chashin lamiyuta, but we find these svaros, like the Ran is saying, we find a lot throughout the Rishonim, that the machlekes is if it's command the isa or command the less. The Haini. There's two cases where, there's several cases, but two basic concepts where Rabbana and Ramei are chaylik. You have the regular din of chashin lamiyuta, if you have to be chayshish for the tzad miyut, like the Mishnah in Yevamos, if a katan or katana could be miyabim, if you have to be chayshish, maybe that when they'll grow older, when they'll be niskad, we'll find out that they're sris or islandists, and they weren't roi for yibum. It means, do we have to be concerned that something that we're dealing with here might be from the miyut and not from the roif? That's the regular din of Rameir, chashin lamiyuta, that we can't rely that things are from the roif, by Ruba de Lesa Kamon. We have to be chayshish that from the tzad miyut. There's another halacha, mentioned in the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Pei, it's a whole sugya, and the Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Yutes, there's a din of smoich miyuta lechazaka, or smoich miyuta lepalga, that at sometimes the miyut could be mitstarif with another kayach, and go against the rive. Sometimes you say smoich miyuta lechazaka, and it makes a palga against the rive. It's considered like a 50-50 suffix. Or you say, Taisa says, by a shvacha roiv, smeich miyuta l'chazaka, and the roiv is command the lesser, that it wins over the roiv in Gansen. And the Gemara in Kedushin, for sure, is toiler that in Rameyer, the Machlekes Rameyer and Rabbanon. The Gemara in Yevamos, the Pashtus also seems to be toiler that in the Machlekes Rameyer and Rabbanon. That according to Rameyer, you'll be mitzarif, the miyut, with another kayach, with a kayach of chazaka, or with a palga to go against the roiv, and according to Rabbanon, you will not be mitzarif that miyut. The beer of that shaila Rabbanon and Rameyer is a question if the miyut is command the isa or command the lesser. I mean, it's not a question if there's a halacha of roiv. If there's a halacha of roiv, we're not talking about here going basa roiv. We're talking about if we could use the miyut as a tzad to join up with something else. The question is the question of the miyut, is it tzad at all? Is the miyut a tzad to work with, to be mitzarif, to add up to something else? Or it's not a tzad to work with bichlal? Which is basically what the Ran is saying, that the machlekes Rabbanon and Rameyer is a miyut to command the isa, command the less. The Rabbi Chanan and Kevet Zaharis and Simon Samach Vav brings from the Beis Halevi in Chelik Beis, Simon Zayin, that these are not two separate machlekes. Where did the Gemara get the second Rameyer about Smeich Miyut to Lechazaka? It's all Tali and Rameyah that said by Katan or Katana that we're Choshesh for the Tzad Miyat. We have to be Machmer on the Tzad Miyat. The Gemara's understanding that the Pshat in Rameyah that he says that you're Choshesh for the Miyat is because he learns that Rav, even though there's a Psak of Rav, but it doesn't make the Miyat command the lesser. The Miyat is still command the Isa. It's still a Tzad. So therefore, Medrabanon, or Machmir, to be choishish for the Rav. So since Rameyer hold that the Miyat is a Tzad, that the Rabbanon should be geizer to be choishish for it, so the Gemara goes ahead and uses that same Yisayid of Rameyer, that the Miyat is command the Isa, it could go and be mitzdarif with other things, it could join up with other tzadim together. Mashenkin Rabbanon, that loichashin l'miyuta, the pshat is because they hold that the Miyat is command the lesser, the Miyat is nothing, it's totally insignificant, and therefore, Mehai Taima can't join up with a Chazaka or with a Palga. So the Beis Halevi is saying it's beside all one Machlekes. The two Nafkaminas that we have from a Meir, if we have to be Machmer on the Tzad of the Rav, and if the Rav could be used as another Koyach to join up with something else, is all totally in one Yisayid, if the Miyat is command the Isa, or the Miyat is command the Lesser, which is basically what the Ran is saying by us. Rajban Yuvamus Kufyates, in the Sugi there, says the Taka, he starts off that the Pashtas of the Gemara is Mashma, that the holding of Smoich is only according to Rabbi Meir, that's Chayish Samyuta. But he says, Avol Rabbeinu Alfasi, V'cheina Rambam's Al Poskur Bilchaseim, the Rif and the Rambam, Paskin the din of that Gemara of Smoich Samyuta Lachazaka. Even though they don't pass like Rav Meir, they pass like Rabbanon Leicheshin Lemiuta. So the Rajba says, and the Rambam points out there, that you see from there, that it's Shaykh Atzad of Smoich, Miuta Lechazaki, even according to the Rabbanon of Rav Meir. The Rajba says, how does it stem with the Sugi and Kedushin? That the Sugi and Kedushin says it's only according to Rav Meir, that you'll say Smoich Miuta Lechazaki. The Rajba brings from the Ramban that it's Choluk. According to Rabbanon, we could say Smeich Miyuta L'Chazaka to make a suffix against the Rav. Ashenkin, according to Rameyah, the Gemara in Kedushin is saying Smeich Miyuta L'Chazaka to win over the Rav totally, that we should, the suffix should be kepaskind like the Miyut and the Chazaka. I mean, it's not the same level of Smeich Miyuta L'Chazaka according to Rabbanon as it is according to Rameyah. It's not clear if according to the Shitas HaRajba and the Ramban, if you could go with the Beis Halevi's Lomdus, because they are using the Miyut to some degree, even like the Rabbanon, but they're saying it's not the same Koyach as it is according to Rameyah. So that needs a beer exactly what the Machlekes is according to the Rajba. The Etzem Shitas Rameyah of Cheshina L'Miyuta that the Beis Halevi quotes as saying that Midrabbanon v'choshesh for Miyut, even though there is really a halacha of Rav in the Torah, but the Miyat is command the Isa, so we still chayshish from Rabbanon. The emes is, it's really a shayla and taisusin. Taisusin, Yivamus Kufyates, we said, mentioned before, asks on the Gemara's Havamina that the case of the Machlaikas or Meir and Rabbanon is by Ruba de Isa Kamon. Taisus asks, Tema hechi polig Rav Meir v'ksiv achirab mahatis. How could the Gemara have a Habamina that the case they're arguing is by Ruba de Issa Kamon? The Pasuk says, Achirab Lahatis. It seems like from Taisvis, that Taisvis is naming on, that Rameyer is a Deraisa Dikidin. Or else, how's he asking Kasha from the Pasuk, Achirab Lahatis? Of course, when Deraisa you go by Sarayv. Or, all Rameyer is saying is that the Miyut does not totally command the lesser. So, when Rabbanon, they were Cheshish for it. And Taisvis himself, later on in the Amid, in the bottom, Bottom Tais the Bimask Machvarta is mistopic about it. He says, Miu Iloi Chayesh Rameir Lemiut Menatayra Afilo Hechadika Chazaka Vade El Midrabon Navasa Shapi. Tais is Mesupik. Tais asks a Kasha there on the Mai. And Tais Mesupik if the din of Rameir Cheshin Lemiuta, if it's a Deraisa or if it's a Drabonon. Is Rameir Chayesh Lemiut Menatayra or it's only Midrabonon that we're machmed it according to Rameir to be Chayesh Lemiuta? Taisim B'chayrus Yates goes clearly like this tzad that Reb Meir, he says, Mideraisa, of course, goes Basarayv, and the whole din of Reb Meir, Chashinu L'miyuta, is a Churma Midrabanan that we have to work with, we have to be Chayshish for the Tzad of the Miyut, of the Machmer, like the Tzad of the Miyut. And the only time that it's Negeya Mideraisa, according to Reb Meir, is that you could use it for a Koyach of Smeich M'yuta L'chazaka, like the Gemaris and Kedushin, and Yuvamis and the Gemara and Bechayris. But when you don't have a Smeich, when you just have a Rav and a Miyut in front of you, of course, Reb Meir's Maida, that you'll go both the Teisha Chanuya, so the Ruba de Lesa Kamon, you'll follow the Rav. It's just Negeya that Reb Meir's understanding of Rav, that it's Isa Kamon, that's Kamanda Isa, that Mideraisa, you should be able to use the Rav as a Tziruf of a Koyach, like the Beis Halevi's Svara. Gemara continues, Amar Abiyuda Meshmuel, Andarti Shamalachim Shaninu. The Mishnah is talking about Andarti Shamalachim, a statue of a king that they made Lizikorin. Amar Rabba Bachana Rabbeichanan, Baimdim Apesach Amadina Shaninu. We're talking about a tzelem, a statue that's standing by the entrance to the Medina, Apesach Amadina. As we mentioned, some Machoikas Rishonim had to learn this Gemara. Rashi learns the Gemara, Andarti Shamalachim Shaninu, that the svara of Reb Meir that v'choishish nevodim pamachas b'shana is only when it's made for Zecher HaMelech that they have a certain chavivas tit, so therefore they'll come to serve it pamachas b'shana. And same thing, the svara of Oim demal Pesach HaMedina Sheninu Rabba Bachana, Dr. Rashi, Bahanu ka'osra Reb Meir d'chashivilu. Since they have a certain chashivas, they're going to be over it pamachas b'shana. Both svaras that has a certain chashivas, because of that chashivas, they have a chavivas to be palchilu to serve it. Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi, and Taisvis says the Gemara is going on the chachamim. The chachamim in the Mishnah that say that it's enei osir el kol sheyesh biyadi makla tzipre kader. The chachamim argue on Reb Meir that we don't have to be chayshish or tzela mosnevet pamachas b'shana. So the Gemara, when do the chachamim argue that we do not have to be chayshish? Is when it's made for Zikaron of a Melech, or it's standing on Pesach HaMedina. So then we see clearly that it was made for other purposes, it wasn't made for Avodah Zarah. That's what the Chum say, that we don't have Remeis Chashash, that we have to be Chashash, that it's used for Avodah Zarah. We see it's made for Zikaron of Melech, or for Chashivas of Pesach HaMedina. The Ran says a third shot, that Rav Yudah Meshmuel is not just an Akimter, Rav Yudah Meshmuel is answering the first Kasher of Gemara. The Gemara was Neskasha, what's the Pshat in the Machlaikis, Rameya and Rabbanon? And the Gemara said a Pshat with a Gzeira, Shar Makaimis, Otway Simokim. And the Gemara is saying now, Bandar Tisham Alochim, that you don't have to come on to Gzeira. In every place, we could be Chayshish, that since the Dar Tisham Alochim, that there's a Chashash that a Miyat to the people might be over it, Agav the Chashivas, Agav the Chavivas. So Rameya, let's tell you again in the Machlaikis, Rameya and Rabbanon, of Chashin Lamyuta, of Chayshish, with those Miyat of people, they might decide to be over it. But you don't have to get involved with the Gzeira of Shar Mekaymus Atoy Simakim, since it's Al Pesach HaMedina or it's Av HaMelech, there's always a Chashash Miyat, that Miyat B'nei HaMakim might have a Chavivas to be over it. And it's totally in the Machlekes Rabbanan and Remeir and Chashin HaMiyut. That's the Ran's Pshat, Gemara saying a new Pshat in the Mishnah. Mishnah Melech brings out in the Rambam, that the Rambam had a middle Pshat over here. Because the Rambam paskins the din of Oibdom HaPesach HaMedina, and the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim. So obviously, the Rambam didn't learn, like Rashi, that the Gemara is explaining Reb Meir. It's obviously explaining the Chachamim also. It's explaining the Chachamim, and Oibdom HaPesach HaMedina Shaninu. But the Rambam also doesn't learn like Taisus. The Taisus says Oibdom HaPesach HaMedina is a svara that they're not over it. And the Rambam brings like Rashi, that only those are also, it's a svara that they are over it, Agav the Chashivas. So he went with Rashi's Svara that Oibdom HaPesach HaMedina and Arti Shomalachim is a Svara why the Goyim are over it. But he learned, like Taisvis in the Pshat, that we're going back on the Chachamim, we're not going back on Reb Meir. So the Gemara is basically saying that Kol Sheyesh B'Yodei Makalei Tzipurei Kadah, which the Chachamim are Oyser, is only in a case of Oibdom HaPesach HaMedina. That's more of a Svara to be Oyser, so that's when the Chachamim were Oyser. And that's why the Rambam paskins that din. Mishnah Melech points out another thing, which is mentioned also in the Agoyis HaGroya, that there's two Gersoyis, with the Vav, without the Vav, Uba Oim Pesach HaMedina. Mishnah Melech points out that there's three tzadim had to learn the Gemara here is the Gemara on Machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel is saying, we're talking about statues of a king. And Rabbi Bechana and Rabbi Yechon is arguing, he's saying, no, we're talking about statues that are in the Pesach HaMedina, even if they're not of a king. Or he's being Moisif, that you need two Tanayim. It should be a statue of a Melech and it's Ayman al-Pesach HaMedina in order to have the Chashivas. Or a third tzad that Bishlam Melech has is that Rabbi Bechana is saying it's either or. Either Darti Shamalachim, or if it's not Shamalachim, Ayman al-Pesach HaMedina could do the same thing. He's mechiach that the Rambam only brings the din of Ayman al-Pesach HaMedina. He doesn't bring on Darti Shamalachim. So obviously the Rambam learned that it's a machlekes, and he's pasking like the second man, the Amar, and he learned that it's not a hisafa uba ibn al-Pesach HaMedina Shneinu. He's saying you only need ibn al-Pesach HaMedina, and Rambam is pasking like that man, the Amar, ibn al-Pesach HaMedina Shneinu. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabba, machlekes shal kforim, shal krochim, divri akeil motorim, my time will annoy avdilu. You're trying to explain the kforim, they can't afford to make statues for no reason, just for noi. So we assume that it was made for Avodah Zarah, otherwise they wouldn't make it. Chayri, this Gemara is much more understandable according to the Rishayna that we mentioned on the Mishnah, the Rambam, or the Ravid brought down in the Meiri, that this tzad here, that this tzelem was made for Avodah Zarah purposes. But according to the way the Rashi learns, that this tzelem is primarily a zikaron of the melech, it's just agav the chavivus, they serve it once in a while, the chayr is tzorachi, and how to understand the Gemara, why is that a svara to say, that in kforim, where they can't afford to make tzlamim, that it's more of a svara, it should be never, we're talking about here a tzelem, which was made as a karna melech, wasn't made for by the zara, it's just a chashash, that agav the chavivus, they're gonna go ahead and be palchilo, gonna serve it, but not that it was made for that purpose. So why should that be more of a reason to assume that way in the Kfarim? Either way, it's being made for Zikaron of the Melech. The Chayr would be mashma, more like the Rambam's pshat, or the Ravid, or maybe the Meiri's pshat. Tzorachin from this Gemara on Shitas Rashi. The Gemara continues in the Chachamim, that's only Osir if it has a Makol, or a Tzipor, or a Kader. The Gemara explains each one of them represents that he's ruling the world. Interesting Taisus here to note. Taisus speaks out, Kekadar, Sha'olam Ogul, Taisus says, because the world is round. So it symbolizes that this Avodah Zarah is ruling the world. And Taisus brings a Yerushalmi that says that the world is round. Other Rishonim speak that out also. This was something in Taisus' times, was a big debate between the scientists. Taisus burns up the Gemara here, the way they accept today that the world is round. We'll move on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hamoitzi shivrei tzlamim, harei elu mutarim. Motzah tavnis yad, oy tavnis regel, harei elu asurim, neshukyetzim ben nevad." Someone finds pieces, broken pieces of a tzelem, harei elu mutarim. The Gemara is going to explain, Rashi brings, time of farsh v'gemara, chiyav eshleim, sofik le'ivdom, intim tzleim ivdom, eimer bitlom. It's a question if these things are never altogether, they're just slumim. They're not things that are known to be in Avodah Zarah. That slumim, like we spoke about in the first Mishnah. And even if they are nevad, it might have been nisbatl. It could be they did a bittul in it, they broke them. When a guy is mevatl as Avodah Zarah, he breaks it, it becomes mutar b'ano. So memeila, amaytze shivit slum reil matarim. The Gemara goes and says, Amar Shmuel, afilu shivri avodas kechavim. The Mishnah is not only talking about shivrei tzlamim of forms that we don't know of Avodah Zarah, even broken pieces of known Avodah Zarah, also you could be saymech that there was a bittel. You could assume there was a bittel if you find it broken, and it's mutar b'ano. So Taisus Meirich here, and all the Rishonim, Ramban, there's a machlekes in the Gemara on the base, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, but Avodas Kechavim shenishtabru me'aleh, Avodas Kechavim that was not broken by a dayim by the guy. The guy didn't go ahead and break it. It's something that broke by itself. If a wind came along and broke it, or whatever the case was, it broke by itself. Is machlekes the Gemara Mebeis, if that's considered a bittel. Is a bittel only when the the guy breaks the Pigadayim, even when it breaks by itself, the Gemara says a Svara that he sees that the Avodah Zarah couldn't protect itself, so he's not interested in it anymore. The question is, if Shmuel's memory here on Amar Aleph that he says, Shivri Avodah Zarah Mamutter, is that totally in that Machlaikis? Because L'chayr, we don't have any idea how this thing broke. We just found broken pieces of an Avodah Zarah. It could have been broken by the guy, Biyadayim, or could have broken by itself. And Shmuel's saying it's Mutter. So Taisus goes and says that it's totally in the Marnam base. Shmuel holds like Rish Lakish that when Nishtabra Me'ele is Mutter, even was broken by itself as Mutter, the Me'ele Shmuel could say that when you find a broken Avodah Zarah, that you could be Matir it, because there's only three options what could have happened to it. Either a guy broke it, and then it's bottle, or it's Nishtabra Me'ele, it's also bottle, because Shmuel holds like Rish Lakish. The third option is, if a Yid broke it, the Gemara says, Vayta Yisrael can't be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. So, Taisa says you could go bust it arrived Stadim, that either was broken by the guy or was Nishtabra Me'elel, and you don't have to be Chayshish for the Tzad, that it was broken by Yisrael. But if you go like Rabbi Yechanan, that holds Nishtabra Me'elel as Aser, so how do you have the right to assume that it was broken by Yadayim? Maybe it was Nishtabra Me'elel, these pieces that you found. So Taisa Nemzan, that the Shmuel is going all in Shittas Rish Lakish. Ramban is Mayrich to be Mechiach not that way, from the fact that the Rif paskins like Shmuel, and he paskins Rabbi Yechanan on Amabez, that it's also by the Shtab Rabbi Elel. Ramban says, what's the Pshat? How do we know that it was Nishtab Rabbi Yadayim? Why do we assume that it was Nishtab Rabbi Yadayim? Ramban says, because a guy, Min Astam, is a Chazaka, he watches his Avodah Zarah carefully, and it's not shchiach that it should be nishtabra me'elel. It should just break. It shouldn't be taken care of, and it should just break by itself. We could assume that when we find shivri avodas chavim, that it was probably broken biyadayim, that the guy was finished with it, and he broke it. And that's Shmuel's halacha, that he's saying, afilu shivri avodas chavim, you could be samech that it was bottle, and it's mutter b'ana. The Gemara continues, and I'm amazed, itmar, Avodis Chavim Shenishtabra Me'elel. Rabbi Yechanan Omar Asura, Rish Lakish Omar Muteris. Avodis Chavim that was broken by itself, that we know was broken by itself, wasn't broken by the guy. So Rabbi Yechanan says, such a thing is Asur, there's no Bittel here. Rish Lakish says, Mutter. Rabbi Yechanan Omar Asura, the Holoi Bittel. There's no Bittel. Nobody was ever Mevatlet, it just broke by itself. Rish Lakish Omar Muteris, Mistoma Bittule Mevatlet. Meimar Omar, the guy says to himself, "E nafshalay atzlal al gavra matzalei." If the Avodah Zarah couldn't save itself, it's going to save the people that serve it. So he's mevatel it. He's not interested in it anymore. And the question, obviously, in the Gemara is, what exactly is this bittel? Just because the guy has such a machshav in his head, but he didn't do anything. The Gemara talks about later if he breaks it or he's pichsa or he does some type of ma'isa bezoyin to it. Over here, he didn't do anything. So Rashi says in Me'ila, Daf Yedalid, and Chazanish tells it too over here, that there's such a thing called Mevatla B'libay, Bittel could be believed, that when the Oivdei Avodah Zarah have a Machshava, Achlata, have a decision in their heart that they're not interested in this Avodah Zarah anymore, that's called a Bittel. That's a Bittel B'libay. Similar to Mishnah, we have Vaita, Hinichu Oivdeha. The Mishnah says if they move on and leave this abandoned, this Avodah Zarah behind and just leave it there, and that Avodah Zarah becomes bottle. There's such a thing as a bittel belave, that he was mevatel it. That's what Rish Lakish is saying. Meimar Omar, the guy says to himself, Nafshli Atzlu Gavra Matzalei, it's a bittel belave. The Ravid speaks out here in his Pirish. Now when do you say this? Rish Lakish is din, that there's a bittel here. As long as there was a guy that was aware of this Nishtabra Me'elel, there was a guy that saw it, that witnessed it getting broken. So then you could say that that guy had this machshava of E Nafshalei Atzalu Gabra Matzalei, and he went ahead and it was Mevatel B'libay. But if we know that there was no guy there, there was no guy there at the time that saw the Avodah Zarah be Nishtabra Me'elel, so then we have no bittel here. There's nobody here to be Mevatel. There's no guy that was Mevatel B'libay. As I learned to arrive it, the Ramban asks on it from several Gemaras Vaita, on Membeis and Aleph, that the Gemara brings Rayas to this Machlekes Rebbeichen and Rish Lakish from a case where Yisrael goes ahead and breaks the Avodah Zarah, either by Seichik V'Zayra L'Ruach, or by Yisrael Shashipa V'Yiskechovim. The Gemara brings Rayas to when Yisrael breaks the Avodah Zarah, it's not bottle. The Gemara asks, according to Rish Lakish, that Avodah Zarah Shneshtabra Me'ilem Uteres, it should become bottle, it should be mutter, because even if the Yisrael is breaking it, the Yisrael's maisa of breaking it b'yadayim is not mevatalit, but it should be a neshtabra me'aleh. Anytime the Avodah Zarah breaks, you have that the guy is mevatalit b'libay. It's fact Ramban on the Shitas Arayvid. What do you mean? There's no guy there. There's no guy there that saw anything happen to it. The Yisrael went ahead and broke it. The Yisrael ground it up. There's no guy that saw anything happen to it. And still you see that the Gemara considers that, according to Rish Lakish, a bittul. So Ramban says, it's a different machlekes in Gansen. The machlekes Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan, he says, according to Rish Lakish, it's called a maisa bittul. The shvira is a maisa bittul. It's not just a bittul belev. It's not just a bittul belev. The shvira itself is considered a maisa bittul, even though there was nobody that did the shvira. The shvira happened by itself. But since the guy makes this cheshbon of e nafshali atzlo gavra matzalei, he sees that as a stira to the Avodah Zarah, the fact that it couldn't save itself. So this Maisa Shvira is a Maisa which is a stira to the Avodah Zarah. So it's not just a bittul which is belev alone. It's something happened in the Avodah Zarah which is a bittul to the Avodah Zarah, which is a stira to the Avodah Zarah. And this Maisa is considered the same like a Shvira B'Yadayim, according to Rish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yechanan, that's not called a Maisa Bittul. Mele Zakhtar Amban, that even according to Rabbi Yechanan, when you have a Yediyah, let's say the guy sees the Avodah Zarah being ground up, Rabbi Yechanan will be made over there, it's such an Ashtabra Me'eleh, as Mutter. A Raya, Zakhtar Amban, V'har Raya, there's a Mishnah later, it says, Avodah Zarah, Shenichu Avdeha, if the Goyim abandoned an Avodah Zarah, it's mutter. That's even according to Rabbi Yechanan. They didn't do any Maisa Shvira to it. It's just the fact that they're not interested in being Avodah anymore. So Zakhtar Amban, why should it be any less if the Goyim see the Avodah Zarah being ground up? So then they're not serving it anymore. It's ground into pieces. Another writer Amban brings from the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara talks about an Avodah Zarah that the guy was Miyayish from, that got lost. And the guy is miyayish from it. And the Gemara is telling that in Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Ramban says, if we're talking about a yish midas, we're talking about a yish that the guy was aware of it, aware that it got lost. And how could that be told in Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish? It's a din muskim on daf mem gimel amud aleph that the Gemara says, it's a davar pashut, that when a guy is miyayish from the Avodah Zarah, a matzal min harim, min hadayv, min hanem, min hagayis, the Gemara says, for the Pashat, that when the guy is miyayish from the Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah becomes bottle, just like in Ichu Avdel. So, when the guy sees somebody being seichik, the Avodah Zarah grinding it up, that's like Gorof and a Yish, Zakhtar Amban. So, Zakhtar Amban, of course, when you have a Yish midas, when the guy knows that the Avodah Zarah got lost and he's miyayish from it, so that's a bittle. It's a yish midas. But when you have a yish shaloi midas, the guy is not aware of a chlal that the Avodah Zarah got lost. It's just if he would know, he would be miyayish from it. So, Dr. Ramban, a yish shaloi midas for Avodah Zarah is definitely not a yish. In Mele, according to Rabbi Yechanan, there's no bittul here. And Rish Lakish only argues because Rish Lakish holds that it's not mitam, the yish that it's bottles, mitam, the shvira itself. The shvira is considered a shvira because of how the guy is miyachas to this shvira, so this shvira is a stira to Rabbi Dezara. The Lashon HaGemara is a little bit shvira according to Ramban. Stoma betule vatle, the Gemara says, that minastam we could assume that the guy was mevatalit. The Ritva goes also al derech to Ramban, he brings the rayas, not like the Ravid that says, it's only, the Gemara is only talking about when there was a guy that saw that the Nishtabra Me'ilel. He brings Rayas from the Gemara Svaita, the same Rayas that it says when Yisrael grinds up the Avodah Zarah or his Shifa, that the Gemara says it should be Daimah to Nishtabra Me'ilel, even though there was no guy there. So the Ritva says, Al Derech Daraman, that the Gemara is talking about when the guy was not aware of it. That's the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. When the guy is aware of it, Rabbi Yochanan will be Maida in many cases. In a case when he's Seichik, in a case when there's a clear Yish. The Machlokes the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish when the guy was not aware of it. But he says the Sora a little bit different than the Ramban. He says that the Gemara means to say that just like Rish Lakish is Meikel in Hilchas Bittel, and he's ready to assume a Bittel with this svara that the guy says, "E nafshele atzel hu gavre matzlesle," that's enough of a bittel, according to Rish Lakish. This machshav that the guy has that avod zarah can't save him, that's enough to be considered a bittel, according to Rish Lakish. So who adin Rish Lakish will be mekel and consider a year shloi midas also a bittel, a situation where if the guy would know that avod zarah was nevad or was ground up, he would be miyayish. Which Rabbi Yochanan is saying, l'inyan avodah zarah yish shleimidas is not a bittel, is not a yish. But since we find Rish Lakish is meikel in bittel, and he says even such a shvacha bittel, a weak bittel like this, that the guy has such a machshav of iyin afshalei atzla is considered a bittel. So who adin Rish Lakish will be meikel and consider a yish shleimidas a situation where if the guy would know what's going on, he would be miayish from it. He considers that enough of a sheer bittel also to make the Avodah Zarah bittel. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara is mechalik between a tzelem and a vada Avodah Zarah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that a tzelem, which is only a safik Avodah Zarah, we could say it was bittel misafik, we could say misafik that the guy was mevatel it, sheikin a vada Avodah Zarah. We say a concept of eight sofik meitzim de vaday. In a sofik, we're not going to say that there was a bittel, because since it was a vaday nevar and a sofik bittel, it's eight sofik meitzim de vaday. More asks on that from different places in Shas. Eight sofik meitzim de vaday, when you have a vaday tevel and a sofik, if it was taken off tumas and maestris, that you don't say eight sofik meitzim de vaday. No more is mechalik. So Tais explains what exactly is the question here. If a Safik can be Meitzim Devaday, obviously you're not going to go be relying just on Safik. Be make on something, Mikoyach a Safik. How do you want to be Mati the Tevel just by having a Safik that Tumas Amais was taken off? Tais says, Ain't Safik Heter Haragil Meitzim Devaday. The question of the Gemara is, a Safik Heter Haragil? Something that's Ragil, that's usual, that's common that it happened, that the Tumas and Maisus were taken off. Other Rishonim used the Lashon, a Safik that's Noite, a Safik that's Noite to arrive, a Safik that it's leaning towards the Tzad of Heter, which we would be Seimach on that Tzad. But since there was a Vadoyis before, since you're coming to change a Vadai that we had, is this Halach of Ein Safik Meitzim Nevadai. This is a new Halach of Ein Safik Meitzim Nevadai. The question is, what exactly is this halacha of Ein Safik Meitzim Devaday? In the Sefer Avodas HaKohen, the Achron, Klal Hei, he goes through the Inyan of Ein Safik Meitzim Devaday. He says the Gemara doesn't sound like anywhere that it has to do with Chazaka, the fact that we can't be Meitzim, we have a concept of Chazaka, Misafik, we're not Meitzim something, Mechazkasai. But he says the Gemara never uses the word Chazaka. The Gemara uses a new terminology of Ein Safik Meitzim Devaday. It's mashma, it's a different thing. So the way he explains it is, he says in order to have the regular halacha of chazaka, chazaka is always talking about, we had a certain time when we knew the facts here, and then we don't know if something changed later. So he says it has to be that after we had the idea, as soon as we walked away from the thing, and we stopped seeing what's going on with it, there was a time when we assumed things to continue that way. But if immediately after we had the idea, there was always a safik in it right away, mitchilasai, so it's never chala chazaka. It's never chala chazaka. She says that's all the cases of ein safik meitzim nevadai. That's how he goes through it. Ein safik meitzim nevadai. are Hechatimtzis cases that there was never a situation, there was never a time that after we had the Yediyah of Adoyis, we went and assumed things to be that way. Right after the Yediyah of Adoyis, right after the clear facts that we had, from then on, there was always a Suffik. So on that, it was never Chala Chazaka. On that, there's a Sugya of Ein Suffik Moitzim Devadai. That's how he's magdir it. Nemesis, you find Ein Suffik Moitzim Devadai, even in things where you have no Shaykhas to Chazaka. The Moshal Gemara uses it for Mamun, the Gemara Nivamis, when you have a Suffik Yerush and a Vada Yerush, you have one Ach, who's a Suffik, if he's an Ach here, if he has a right to take the Yerusha, and other brothers that are Vadoyim, that are Vada Ach. The Gemara uses this concept of Ein Suffik Moitzim Devadai. Over there, it's not a question of being Moikim a Chazaka, of taking something out of the Chazaka. It's a question of Ein Suffik Moitzim Devadai. The Suffik cannot create a Suffik in the Vadoyim, the ones that are Vadai. This interesting Shaila, the Bechi Yosef and Simen Kuf Peivav and Erechayim, has a question that we have a halacha. That somebody that ate pas has a suffix if he benched, if he said birchas hamazon, as we say suffix der isel chumra, and he has to bench over. Shenkin, someone that ate other foods, and he has a suffix if he made bracha achreina, as he does not have to bench over because suffix der abanon lekula. And the Bechi Yosef asks, why don't you say in suffix meitzim devadai, just like the Gemara says over here, was vadai tevel. And then it was a suffix if it was nitram, if trumas was taken from it. So there also is a vade achel, a suffix birich. You should say it ain't suffix moitzim de vade. The suffix can't be moitzi from the vade. Shouldn't be able to change the vade. The place can also discuss if you have someone who's a suffix if he made a bracha. Like we said, he has to bench over by birchas hamazons, the raisa. But, and it, the question is, could he be moitzi, someone who vada did not bench? Again, do you say the halach of ain't suffik moitzim de vada? That a suffik cannot be moitzi from the vada? This person is a vadoyis, and you want the suffik to be moitzi from the vadoyis and pater him. Hakaponim, the Bechi Yosef has shred the halacha that's kepaskind, the Gemara and Brachas, that's kepaskind, that when someone has a suffik, if he made a bracha chreina, which is the Rabbanon, he does not have to say over the bracha achreina. Why don't you say ain't suffik moitzim devadai? Bechi Yosef says we have to say like tais in our sugya tais the remaschal machnisa b'moitzshala. At the end of the tais is mitzadeid that in drabonon we don't say ain't suffik moitzim devadai. When you have something which is a iser tevel midrabonon and you have a suffik if it was taken meiser, you could go with a suffik haragil, a suffik hanoite. And b'moitzim devadai, if you're only against the Issa Drabonon, if you're only dealing with the Issa Drabonon, then Safi could be moitzim devadai. It's like the Bechi Yosef, we have to say that we pass on like this Tosfos, that a Safi could be moitzim devadai by Drabonon, by Safi bracha Drabonon. A little bit tzarachin, why Tosfos wouldn't bring the raya from the Gemara and Brachas. The Bechi Yosef is really asking on a Gemara and Brachas. You should bring a raya from the Gemara and Brachas. The Prima Gadim and Erechayim also mentions the sad that we go with this Taisus Lalacha that by Drabonans a Safik could be Maitzim Devadai.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.